It's Monday, April 5th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. A proposed bill would clear the way for cannabis consumption lounges across Nevada. Under AB 341, patrons would purchase or bring in their own prepackaged cannabis products in order to consume them inside, similar to bars. Under current law, it is illegal to consume pot anywhere in public. Democratic Assemblyman Steve Yeager of Las Vegas presented the measure to the Assembly Judiciary Committee Friday. He says this is just as much about economic development and equity as it is about cannabis consumption.
The goal isn't to define what is possible with these business models, but to provide operational requirements and safeguards that will prove to be the foundation for a well-regulated cannabis consumption lounge.
Lawmakers have pushed for the legalization of cannabis consumption lounges since recreational cannabis became legal in 2017. All previous attempts have failed. California will once again allow indoor concerts, theater performances, and other private gatherings starting April 15th. KUNR's Paul Boger has more.
The California Department of Public Health announced the changes as the rate of people testing positive for the virus nears a record low. To attend events, people will either have to be tested or show proof of full vaccination. And how many people can attend those events will depend on the level of restrictions in place within each county. The state has divided counties into four tiers based on how widespread the virus is in those places. California Health and Human Services officials say the new rules are in part a result of vaccinations. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Nevada regulators say casinos seeking the state's okay to raise the current gambling floor occupancy limit above 50% must take steps to encourage their workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The Gaming Control Board and Gaming Commission on Friday issued a memo with guidelines pushing casinos to provide paid time off for employees to be vaccinated, coordinate transportation to vaccine sites, and make arrangements with pharmacy companies for vaccine distribution. The Congressional Gaming Caucus, a group whose members represent states with legal gambling, is pushing a bill that would repeal the, quote, handle tax on sports bets. As reported by the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the measure would get rid of the 0.25% excise tax on legal sports bets, as well as a $50 annual tax on each employee working for a sportsbook. Nevada paid more than $13 million in handle taxes in 2019, according to Nevada Congresswoman Dina Titus. That is more than any other state. Heat waves induced by climate change will threaten future agricultural crops at a faster rate than gradual global warming. The Mountain West News Bureau's Stephanie Serrano reports.
Steve Miller at the University of Colorado Boulder was a lead researcher on the study. He says the impact of heat waves on food crops could be 10 times greater than previously thought, and we could see a 10% loss in agricultural crops.
Which is pretty concerning. Turning that into dollar amounts gets to be harder because we'd have to have a realistic projection of overall agricultural productivity 80 years from now.
But to give you an idea, Miller says France saw nearly a $400 billion economic loss after enduring a heat wave in 2003. Miller says getting information out to farmers about the changing climate is one way to contribute to prevention efforts.
You know, water can help plants cope with heat stress, and if we can get better and more realistic forecasts out to those farmers and help them understand the benefits and how best to apply water, that can help reduce some of the damage as well.
Miller says he's scared, but also optimistic.
I think there's lots of room for us in terms of both mitigation and adaptation to make those scary numbers get smaller.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.
The Biden administration's $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan includes billions to plug old oil and gas wells and clean up abandoned mines. It's a longtime priority for Western states and rural lawmakers from both parties. Hundreds of thousands of orphaned oil and gas wells and abandoned mines pose serious safety hazards while causing ongoing environmental damage. The administration says it's an opportunity to create jobs and remediate pollution. The Nevada Division of Minerals estimates there are roughly 200,000 abandoned mines scattered across the state. More than a quarter are considered hazardous. One of Nevada's own will be competing for the NCAA National Basketball Championship tonight. Freshman Julian Strother is a guard for the Gonzaga Bulldogs, who face off against the Baylor Bears for the title. Strother is from Las Vegas and went to Liberty High School, where he became the school's all-time leader in points and rebounds. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, April 5th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.